So the Cincinnati Bengals have agreed to a four-year contracts with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Chase and Cincinnati reached a four-year, $161 million deal with $112 guaranteed, while Higgins, who was franchise tagged by Cincinnati last month, agreed to a four-year, $150 million contract with the first 2 years guaranteed. Will the Bengals end up regretting spending a significant portion of their cap on offense rather than defense?
Go ahead, Lou.
Is Nick going first, or do you get to clean it up?
No, go ahead, Lou. Yeah.
I get to respond to people and get to go before Nick. Okay, cool. Right. This is idiotic. I don't know what FIFO is talking about going all in. If I have a quarterback like Joe Burrow, I don't need T. Higgins. I can make a better receiver at number two, and I don't have to pay him that much money. You know how many good receivers come out in the draft every year? Cooper Kupp was just up for free agency, and I could have probably signed him for less than I would have signed T. Higgins. If I believe in Joe Burrow that much, I don't need T. Higgins, bro. I don't give a fuck about him being mad about it either. Like, you can pack your bags, I'll trade you, or whatever it may be. We can figure it out. You ain't got to be on the team, bro. I do believe they should have paid Ja'Marr Chase, and I do believe that he got the correct money as far as the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. I think Michael Parsons is going to surpass that when he signs his contract, but that's neither here nor there. Ja'Marr Chase got the money that he deserves because he is a true number one, probably the second best receiver, if not the first best receiver in the league. If I have Joe Burrow, I don't need Higgins, bro. Like, that's like a feature on a luxury car that I could have did without. Like, I wouldn't even notice that I had it. It's heated seats. Like, I don't give a fuck if I have you or not, bro. So, FIFO, you calling me out saying this is what all in looks like. It's not. It's not what all in looks like. All in looks like I'm going to spend that money on the defense that was 32nd in the league and couldn't stop anybody. So now my hopes are I can outscore everybody. And why that's a cool plan, if I got T. Higgins and I got Ja'Marr Chase and I got Joe Burrow, we know that ain't how the NFL work. They're different thing variables that go in every week as to where you won't be able to score points. You have to be able to stop people on defense. You have to be able to stop the run. 32nd in the run stop. I know what it's like to have a team that can't stop runs. Like, I seen my team the last 2 years get slaughtered by Green Bay in the playoffs and all through the regular season, not having a run defense. I know what that feels like as a fan to watch that. That's the most disheartening thing. So, yeah, like, paying him it didn't matter. It's not all in. This is us thinking we're doing the right thing because we want our quarterback to be happy. And it's not going to work. It's going to blow up in their face. We're going to hear Nick complaining about it midway through the season. Once we get to football season, the Bengals are going to be 9-8 again because they don't have a defense, bro. And they can't draft. We've seen this. There's nothing different happening in Cincinnati.
The reason why I say this is all in is because only 2 years of the T. Higgins deal is guaranteed. So, bro, realistically, if it doesn't make sense, you move off of T. Higgins. That does make
him the money. I'm already committing to 2 years. You're not all in if you already committing to 2 years. If I'm all in, I'm committing to the full ride of Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow. I don't give a fuck about T. Higgins. He don't even matter in this situation. You just a cog in the wheel, bro. So for me to pay you and act like that you're a major part of what we got going on, that don't even make sense. That's like, I don't even have a comparison, but T. Higgins doesn't even matter in what the Bengals' long-term plan should be. They should be figuring out how to solve their defensive problems. And until they do that, T. Higgins will not matter. Y'all can't put up 40 points a week. That's impossible in the NFL.
Ken, Doc, I don't know. Y'all got something to say?
No. I mean, you want me to go before you speak? So you.
I just want to get all the hate out. People have always said I don't sound like the smartest person in the room. So I just want to hear all that. I just want to hear all the hate. That's what I came
in. I didn't hate one bit. I'm sure you agree with a lot of what I said.
I don't agree with half of what you said because you.
Respectfully, then you don't know football. Like people tell me, respectfully, then you don't know football.
Because to say that T. Higgins is just a call in the wheel is hilarious. But he was the highest recruited.
I have Joe Burrow. If I have Joe Burrow, T. Higgins don't mean shit to me.
That's insane to say, but go ahead.
I see your point, Lou. I mean, it's a little extreme. You say ain't shit, but I get your point. Like I said in the group, man, Nick did a whole lot of talking about where the Saints stand and shit. And I get it, bro. We are fucked up right now, and I'm honest. We fucked up. But a lot of the shit that got us fucked up, y'all just did. And I'm telling you, Nick, give it 3 years. You're going to be in the same position we in. Y'all keep doing the same shit. Yeah, but he made it seem like we play like bum fuck niggas. And you mentioned Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill had empty years on that contract, nigga. So I hate when people bring that shit up because them years is empty. We paid AK, we paid Marshawn, we paid Cam Jordan, right. We paid Demario Davis, and had Drew on the roster at the same time. You can't pay everybody, nigga. And we kept pushing the can down the road. Now look how we look. That's just what happens when you pay every single body. You don't pay them. Like, Philly is different. People keep mentioning Philly, they're outlier because they pay people early. But you can't do it to where more than 50% of your damn cap space is going to three players. It just doesn't work that way.
Those numbers, every number that y'all talking about is just wrong.
No, be clear. Be clear. Philly also drafted well, so they were able to play people early.
I'm sorry.
Cincinnati ain't drafted well. Dallas ain't drafted well. A lot of teams don't draft well.
Lou, did the Bengals draft T. Higgins and Chase?
Yeah, but it's on one side of the ball. Yeah,
bro. They draft on defense, nigga. Nigga, tell me that. You got one namers on offense. Who else besides Hendrickson on your defense?
Listen, you know what this is, though? And Nick, do you know what this is? As a Saints fan, you know what this is? This is like we so used to not having shit, but we got something we feel good about. It's like the nigga who ain't never had a chick before, and he get a bad one, even though she taking all his money. He like, she bad, though. Look at it, though. Look at her.
We've had number one wide receivers. We had number one wide receivers before, and number two wide receivers before that.
I'm not talking about talent. I'm talking about a team that people are talking about.
No.
Y'all have not had a team that's really been talked about as like a contender until recently. And so when you got that, you're on a high, and you're just like, I just want to keep the high as long as possible. You're not thinking about all the repercussions that's come with the decision that you made.
Again, first of all, I'm trying to answer both of y'all a little bit, Lou. Yes, we've had draft well as wide receivers. We're one of the underrated franchises that drafts at wide receivers. I know a lot of people talk about Pittsburgh. I know a lot of people talk about what's another team that has a good wide receiver, but we're one of the best ones. You go back to TJ Husmanzadeh, you go back to AJ Green, now you got T. Higgins, now you got Jamar Chase. You can kind of keep going back. You'll see the track record. Doc,
real quick, homework assignment. Tell me a team that won Super Bowls from having the number one receiver. It never happens.
What do you mean? They just won.
You're talking about two out of the last 23 years. You can look it up. The teams that have the best receivers.
I answered your question.
They never win the Super Bowl.
You just said
AJ Brown wasn't the best receiver in the league.
He's the top five receiver in the league. You just Jerry said the top.
How long ago was that? Nigga said Jerry Rice. It's 2025.
I just said two months ago, Lou. If you want to ask
Randy Moss did win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Randy Moss don't have a ring.
So you already answered your question, Lou. Doc, you were
receivers
talking about
don't matter when it comes to Super Bowls, bro.
Okay, you wouldn't know. So, Doc, I would what I'm trying to tell you as far as the difference between the Saints and the Bengals, y'all kept going over the cap. Y'all kept overcharging y'all credit card bill to where like, y'all was already in the negative. Y'all was just paying on interest. The Bengals, it is because y'all still in cap hell because of that. The Bengals have only used 33% of their cap with these signings. We still have to sign Trey Higgins. We're still working on a deal for that. At worst case scenario, we're going to be using 40% of the cap on four positions, three on offense, one on defense. We still have 60% left of the cap that we'll address. Free agency is still not over with. We can still address that. We still have the draft coming up, and there could be other trades that are going to be made. Again, like I said earlier, when a lot of people were bitching about the Bengals is cheap, they're not going to pay nobody. And now that we pay people, now it's like, oh, that was a bad decision. That's my thing, is that you can't have it both ways. Pick a side. Either we're cheap or we don't know what we're doing. But you can't say that both, because they clearly are making moves to where Joe Burrow went on a bunch of a media tour saying, I need Trey Hendrickson to resign. I need Chase resign. I need Higgins resign. I need Mike Gesicki resign. We signed three out of the four. The Bengals are going, like FIFO said, they're going all in on what Joe Burrow requests. Now, the expectations are now going to be all on Joe Burrow. There's no excuses. I didn't give him any excuses last year. He's not getting excuses moving forward. And when we're talking about paying these wide receivers, people are saying you can't put that much money on that side of the ball when you have clear holes on your defense and the offensive line can still be shored up. But if we're just talking about productions from the wide receivers, last year they had the most receiving yards as a combo with 2,619 yards, which was better than Detroit, Vegas, and Seattle by over 350 yards. And since 2021, the Bengals are 31-16 when you have Jamar Chase and T. Higgins playing. Without Chase or Higgins playing at the same time, they're 9-12. So together as a trio, as a triplet, they win games. They went to a Super Bowl. The last team outside of Kansas City and New England in the AFC to go to a Super Bowl is the Cincinnati Bengals with this trio. So I do believe last year the defense was ranked 25th. It looked worse, but overall it was 25th in the NFL. They are only going to be able to get better because they can't get much worse. I highly doubt they can get much worse than last year.
That's very optimistic.
And we were only 1-2 games outside the playoffs. One of those games was the Patriots game that we should have won, and we should have won one of those games against Baltimore and Pittsburgh. It was insane that we gave up 40-plus points to Pittsburgh, especially how we see how the Pittsburgh season ended towards the last half of that season. So, again, I don't expect them to be a number one seed next season, but they're definitely going to the playoffs, and they should definitely make a deep run with this. I am still great. I'm still waiting on the draft to see what they do. However, this surprised me because I didn't think they were going to re-sign Higgins. I thought they were going to trade him. But re-signing him, I'm fine with that, keeping your talent. But I don't see how this is a bad thing.
You thought they were going to trade him because you knew that was a better football move.
No, I was thinking
now you're caping as a fan and trying to say, oh, this makes sense to me. And it doesn't make any sense.
It's not.
Wide receivers do not win Super Bowls. It's proven throughout history.
We just seen it last year.
Also, you can't be cheap and not know what you're doing. Because sometimes if you've been cheap, you get money.
But I'm just saying. But they're not cheap with this, are they? That's what I'm saying. Like they're not cheap. They're paying money.
You think the Eagles won the Super Bowl because of their wide receivers?
No, you were saying that having a top flight wide receivers on your roster do not help you win the Super Bowl, right? That's what your whole argument was. And I said last year the Eagles.
I'm saying wide receivers don't win Super Bowls. You're trying to twist what I'm saying. Wide receivers don't win Super Bowls. The Eagles won the Super Bowl because of their running back.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl because of their defense and offensive line. But they still had top flight. But A.J. Brown still made plays. Devontae Smith still made plays in that Super Bowl to help them win. They had to put points on the board. Saquon ain't do shit in that Super Bowl.
You said A.J. is top five?
He's top five, yeah. No. So that's what I'm saying.
I don't agree with that, but I get your point. He's not top five. I get your point.
Either way, it's arguable. But my thing is, we just seen
it. The receivers don't win Super Bowls. They can get shut down too easily.
They didn't get shut down the Super Bowl. Did they get shut down the Super Bowl, Lou? Exactly. So what are you talking about?
No, but that's not what won
the Super Bowl. Did Saquon have a great game in that Super Bowl?
You were correct when you said the offense and defensive line won the Super Bowl for them. It wasn't the receivers.
But I also think that
one big catch.
I also think there's a difference, too, in like the conference that the Eagles came through compared to what y'all have to go through. Like, y'all are going to be going score for score. And, like, if y'all go a drive with that, if y'all play a decent defense that keeps y'all off, that gets y'all off the field, and y'all can't go score for score, y'all got to play Patty, y'all got to play Josh, y'all got to play Lamar, and y'all got to play these niggas.
And Doc, when was that ever an issue for the Bengals in the playoffs when it comes to facing Patty, when it comes to facing Josh? We didn't get a chance to face Lamar. We faced the Ravens, but we didn't play Lamar in the playoffs. But when does that ever happen? In the regular season. But when it comes to the quarterbacks in the playoffs between Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes, outside of Patty, Patty's in his own category. Which one of those three quarterbacks do you trust more in the playoffs as a quarterback? To lead a team to pass either one of those teams to even face the Chiefs, if not beat the Chiefs. It's the Bengals. Lamar shits the bed. Josh has never beaten Patty. And the
Bengals. Yeah, they ain't doing defense shit.
we already beat Josh Allen in the playoffs before.
They ain't played the defense y'all gonna be putting out there now. That's what I'm saying, bro.
They got to 70 points against y'all. And they got to face our offense too. So that's my only thing. Like,
can y'all put up 70?
We don't need to put 70 up. We just got to.
To address something that I may not have been clear about. Yes, I agree that AJ Brown is a beast and one of the top receivers. My point is, I don't need a Devontae Smith or TJ Higgins on the number two if my quarterback is that good. That's my whole point. Like, yeah, I can have this beast wide receiver at Justin Jefferson, at AJ Brown, at what's your man's name right here? Number one. What's his name, Nick?
Jamar Chase.
I can
because your argument is falling apart. That's why you can't remember what
I can have. About. Look, I can have them at number one, but I don't need somebody that good at number two if I gotta pay him that much.
I would rather
put that money into my defense, and I think that's reasonable if we're talking about real football.
And we have 60% of the cap, if not more than that, to address the defense, which they're gonna do. And also on top of that, why do we criticize one? These are not free agents that the Bengals are just signing willy-nilly. These are the players that they drafted. Anybody who drafts players like this wants to keep them. Now you can argue as far as they should have paid them early. They should have paid them earlier for cheaper and for less. That's fine. That's a valid argument. But keeping them nonetheless isn't that bad. Now I expected them to trade T. Higgins because I didn't think they were going to spend the money to keep them and not address the defense. But they're still well with under their cap. And on top of that, we want the best quarterbacks to play with the best players. We've always wanted that. It's one of my criticisms why the Chiefs haven't surrounded Patty with some of the best talent to win. And we see that happen a couple of times in the playoffs where it's like, all right, well, if Patty had a better roster or better players, he probably could have won more as far as like recently. So my thing is like this. The same criticisms we had back in the day with Lamar Jackson about the Ravens not surrounding him with talent, the same criticism some people may even have right now with the Buffalo Bills about not surrounding Josh Allen with enough talent to overcome certain things. The Bengals are doing that. Joe Burrow's in his prime. The numbers show it. And his pedigree when he's healthy in the playoffs show it. You might as well surround him with the best talent now. Now, my only concern now is addressing the defense where they still have money to spend and they still got a whole ass drafted to address that. Ken, what's going on, Ken?
Oh, nothing. FIFA about to fall asleep. One question I have, and we can close this out, is why didn't they pay them early?
That's not how they do things. they don't pay niggas until their fourth year. And with T Higgins, they were really trying to wait out. They were really trying to somewhat lowball Jamar Chase to see if he would have signed then they would have signed T. But since those negotiations kept going on longer, they were like, we can't sign T before we sign Chase because we know that's the bulk of where that money's
going. Nah, T ass wised up and was like, nah, nigga, I'm going to have the same representation as Jamar. So I know
the same agent.
We got the same fucking agent.
That was the biggest thing in this deal.
The biggest thing in this deal was
T Higgins getting Jamar Chase agent.
And that was Jamar. I think that was led by either Jamar or that was a unison That's thing, fine. a conversation they had because it was like because Jamar said in the press conference, I wanted T to stay here. So he probably talked to him, get my agent so we can all negotiate.
I said this when we signed CeeDee Lamb, like you do not pay receivers like this. It just don't work. It's not conducive to a championship, bro.
Hey, as much as I hate Cowboys and Cowboys fans, Spike, I give it to you for at least looking at your team and being like, we made dumb decisions. This nigga be caping for his team.
He's still trying to cape like this is a good idea. Like I said it when we came on here. When we signed CeeDee Lamb for that money, I'm like, you do not pay receivers that amount of money, bro. Now, Jamar Chase is really good. He's really good, bro. But if you're talking about winning a Super Bowl, this is not the route.
First of all, Lou, they overpay on a nigga you don't even believe at a quarterback position. We're not talking about the same. That was the whole basis of your argument. You said with a quarterback like Joe Burrow, you know it was. You said with a quarterback like Joe Burrow, I don't need T. Higgins. You were even saying with a quarterback like Joe Burrow, he makes T. Higgins look like a cog. With a quarterback like Dak Prescott, yeah, CeeDee Lamb looks like a big asset because you need high talent to help elevate his production. With Joe Burrow, if I have high peak talent at quarterback position and wide receivers, that means we're going to have a high-powered offense, which they have. The only thing we need to worry about, we're not even arguing about the offense. We're arguing about the defense. This is a great decision offensively. The issue is what most people have is on the defensive side and also the offensive line. So my thing is they're going to address that like they do every year. They addressed it because they fired Lou Anarumo. They got the guy from Notre Dame who can coach up young talent. They got a new offensive line coach to coach up young talent. And they're going to address this in the draft and free agency still. They still have a lot of cap space to do a lot of things. A lot of people are trying to do this goddamn GM armchair shit. Like they know what the fuck they're talking about. Wait till all this shit plays.